The hackers stole the tax records of 4 million tax filers, 2 million of their dependents, and 700,000 businesses that filed returns between 1998 and 2012. They got over 3 million bank accounts and 5,000 credit cards, according to Haley. But the governor says there was one bright spot in an otherwise grim report.
This was only, and I want to stress, this was only electronic filers. So anybody that filed by paper does not have to worry about this breach.
Haley said the South Carolinians who were affected will be notified by mail and email. The governor also addressed the issue of who's to blame for the security breach.
The main question that I asked Mandiant yesterday was, did we have a chance to do a better job? And we did.
The governor pointed to outdated technology and unencrypted Social Security numbers as the reasons the attack got through. But she also sees another culprit, the feds. She says their standards are too lax.
Had I known that IRS compliance meant that our Social Security numbers were not encrypted, I would have been shocked.
But at least one head has now rolled because of the security breach. The governor announced Revenue Chief Jim Etter will leave in December. Haley didn't have an update on the search for the cyber attacker, other than to say the investigation is ongoing. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.